Ecology. I dreamt of this exodus, this wrapping back into what has been unwrapped and again beginning to see home. I breathe now as I've begun to resurrect, if we learn to write our memories on skin. The half-bent sun tries hard to muffle cries, but sometimes children need to wail cause change is hard to take. How many really understand the shifts that shape us? Losing the earth can pinch us. How many bodies feed the tree of your childhood? How bad does the lyncher hate the earth to turn his hands to rope? And what of the furniture maker who cannot make a living by a rocking chair, but rather by a coffin? Where does the lotus float when the river has been dammed for eternity? How do our children learn reed songs when their bones are placards for plants? We walk beside the howling train, utr, 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 confounded by monoxide and soil yearning to oxidize. The plastics now float like leaves, and the gin from deep inside the earth rises to taunt society, spewing words, progress, tomorrow, progress, tomorrow. And your grandmother can only feel yesterday in her aching body, knowing that yesterday is gone and tomorrow will never come.